This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal with a friendly holiday reminder. Tis never the season to scream at your printer, call it naughty names, or chunk empty ink cartridges across the room. But tis always the season for an Epson EcoTank printer. They're cartridge-free, conniption-free, with big ink tanks and a ridiculous amount of ink. So grab some mistletoe, mwah, and kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. The Epson EcoTank, just fill and chill. Available at Epson.com.
Tottenham Hotspur Football Club have confirmed a first-team friendly. It will take place at Hotspur Way this Friday against Scottish club Motherwell. There are also rumours about Spurs possibly playing Nice at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in a friendly on Wednesday the 21st of December. Reports are stating that Spurs are interested in signing midfielder Frank Kessie from Barcelona on a possible loan in the January transfer window with an option to buy. Reports are also stating that Spurs want to sign Denzel Dumfries in the January transfer window and then loan him back to Inter Milan for the rest of the season. Rodrigo Bentancur is out for 3 weeks and Heung-min Son has come out and apologised to fans for the exit of the World Cup. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start with an official announcement from Tottenham Hotspur Football Club released on Tuesday evening. It states our men's first team will face Motherwell in a friendly to be played behind closed doors at Hotspur Way on Friday afternoon, a fixture that fans can watch live and exclusively on Spurs Play. The match will kick off at 1 p.m. and represents our first action since a thrilling 4-0 win against Leeds on the 12th of November. The season then paused for the World Cup with 12 of our players travelling to Qatar. 12 remain as the tournament reaches the quarter-final stage. Meanwhile, the rest of the squad have returned to training. Now preparations step up for the remainder of the 2022-2023 season on Boxing Day, where we face a trip to Brentford in the Premier League, 12:30 p.m. kickoff. Currently ninth in the Scottish Premier League, Motherwell are due to resume Scottish Premier League action against St Mirren on Saturday week. They are managed by Stephen Hamill, a club legend who played 683 times for the Well in two spells, 1999 to 2018. Football.London have reported that Tottenham Hotspur are also planning another friendly as well as the Motherwell one at Hotspur Way on Friday. They are stating that Spurs will be playing Nice on Wednesday the 21st of December. It would be at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and fans would be allowed to go and watch this game. Reports from Sky Germany in the last 24 hours are stating that Harry Kane's future will highly depend on how Tottenham do this season and whether Antonio Conte does commit to Tottenham Hotspur with a new contract. The Spurs hierarchy are also confident that Harry Kane will put pen to paper and will sign an extended contract. Reports in Italy are stating that Spurs are still interested in Inter Milan and Dutch right-back Denzel Dumfries. They are stating if Spurs get the deal done for the Dutch international in the January transfer window, they would then loan him back to Inter Milan for the remainder of the season. Then he would join Antonio Conte's squad in the summer to start as a Tottenham Hotspur player at the start of next season. Various reports have stated that Tottenham Hotspur are heavily interested in Ajax player Mohamed Kudus. The Sun newspaper have stated that Tottenham Hotspur target Kudus could be available in the January transfer window for £40 million and Ajax are ready to sell. A report has just been published by Sport and they are stating that Tottenham Hotspur are favourites to sign Frank Kessié on a loan deal in the January transfer window from Barcelona. The deal would include an option to buy the midfielder. A report has just been published by the Evening Standard and they are stating that Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Rodrigo Bentancur set for 3 weeks out with injury sustained at the World Cup in Qatar. The report states that Rodrigo Bentancur lasted only 34 minutes of the eventful 2-0 win over Ghana on Friday due to an injury, sparking concern among Tottenham Hotspur fans. The result saw Uruguay fail to qualify for the last 16 of the tournament on goals scored, owing to South Korea's late winner against Portugal in a tricky Group H. Media in Bentancur's home country reported on Tuesday that the former Juventus midfielder tore a muscle against Ghana. Those reports add that he is likely to miss 3 weeks of action as a result, with Tottenham due back on Premier League duty after the World Cup in a London derby against Brentford on Boxing Day. Bentancur is a hugely important figure under Antonio Conte in North London, becoming a dynamic mainstay in midfield since his £20 million arrival from Juventus, along with Swedish forward Dejan Kulusevski, back in January.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The 25-year-old has scored 5 goals and laid on 2 assists in 21 club appearances across all competitions so far this term. Tottenham Hotspur and South Korean star Heung-min Son has spoken out about his country being knocked out of the World Cup. Of course, Brazil beating South Korea 4-1 on Monday evening. Heung-min Son said, "I can only apologise to our fans for not living up to their expectations. We did our best, but I think that we played a very difficult game. Still, there is no doubt that the players battled proudly, devoted themselves and worked hard to get this far. The players and staff really did their best to prepare for this match, so I hope you understand." Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start by talking about the Motherwell friendly, which, of course, takes place this Friday at Hotspur Way. It's a shame that us fans can't go and see it, but it is available on Spurs Play, so do check that out. I love the idea that we could be playing a second friendly at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium where fans can go and watch the game on Wednesday, the 21st of December. So do look out for those details. Football.London reported it, so hopefully that will happen and we will hear about it in the next couple of days. But I love the idea that Antonio Conte will have these, at least one friendly, perhaps two. I love the idea of it because people like Jed Spence, you know, all of us fans want to see him start in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt. We want to see him start a game. We want to see what he can do in matches. And it is all about players like Jed Spence taking their opportunity, grabbing their opportunity under Antonio Conte, whilst a lot of the other players are away on international duty or returning from international duty. It's about taking opportunities, showing the manager what you can do. Now, reports are also stating that Rodrigo Bentancur is out for 3 weeks. Well, this isn't bad news because he was always going to miss the Brentford away game. Of course, our first Premier League game back after the World Cup break because he's picked up 5 yellow cards in the Premier League this season. So he is suspended for the Brentford away game. So hopefully he will be fit, ready and raring to go for the Aston Villa home game early January. Now, of course, there are rumours galore at the moment with the January transfer window only a couple of weeks away. We are again being linked to Frank Kessié of Barcelona. We are now being linked with a loan move for him with an option to buy. I've stated in the past, I like Frank Kessié. I think he's a great player. Would Spurs get him in the January transfer window? I'm not so sure. Various reports are stating that Spurs want to sign Denzel Dumfries and then loan him back to Inter Milan. I have absolutely no doubt that there are a lot of clubs interested in Denzel Dumfries right now because he has had a very, very impressive World Cup in Qatar so far. But that will be an interesting one. As I've said on this channel many, many, many times, a right wing back is absolutely vital to Antonio Conte. Defensive reinforcements in the January transfer window, I think, are very, very important as well. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. I'll see you on the next one. Enjoy the rest of your week. Come on, you Spurs.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real with you for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to push you out of bed to work out. Nobody is going to make you eat better. But here's the thing. Nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. 2.5 million people, each doing the Beachbody program that fits our own goals. Over 80 to choose from, some that take just 20 minutes a day. Nutrition plans that teach you how to eat healthy and still enjoy food. What we all have in common is we know it's not easy, so we help each other. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. That's why I'm inviting you to try our amazing Beachbody fitness and nutrition programs. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.